Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 4:10. Nice to be with you on the 21st of March, Tuesday, first full day of spring, and boy, doesn't it feel like it. 2 feet of snow still on my yard. What are you going to do? It's great to have you here. Twins baseball coming your way at 5, so we'll be off the air a little early today. And I should let you know, if you were listening in our last half hour, we had a DFLer who is not in favor of rolling back the Social Security tax. Tomorrow, we will have a Republican who is in favor of rolling it back. So trying to give you both perspectives on that, and we always seek to do that. There's always a seat at the table for you here on Drive Time with DeRussia. It is Tuesday. It's time for DeRussia Eats, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board and Liquor Boy. And I'm so excited about our guest today. His name is Chris Kolstad. He is the owner and president of Heights Pizza Man in Columbia Heights. Chris, I'm so glad to have you with us here on CCO. Oh, hang on. I think our button is stuck. We're gonna move Chris. Chris, I was showing Chris the cough button, and it looks like I got it stuck.
Well, it works.
The cough button works, everybody. Chris, there we go. Little, you know what? Our whole Drive Time with DeRussia production team is jumping into action, which is just one guy. It's just Dan. Dan's, see how the cough button is jammed in there?
Yep.
Oh, Dan's got a... Should we keep the show going? This is very interesting to me. Chris, this is like owning a small business. You're always putting out a fire or fixing something, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's actually daylight out right now. I'm not doing it at 3 in the morning.
That's usually when it happens, right? You bought Heights Pizza Man. How did your... The reason you're on is that you reached out to me and shared some of your story, and it's pretty... It's a crazy route to get to where you are today.
Yeah, I mean, I worked many, many years in mental health, working in group homes, chemical dependency, all kinds of routes like that. Left the field about 6 years ago just to get a break from it. Ended up working at the Pizza Man in Crystal.
Delivering pizzas?
Yep, just delivering pizzas, going home at the end of the night, hoping for just something low-key, a little less stress. And did that for about 2.5 years, then transferred over to the Heights store and... Almost immediately became available for sale, and the girlfriend and I talked and decided to jump on it.
The owner says, do you want to buy Pizza Man?
I mean, basically, the first thought was either you're screwing with me or no, not really. But after that, I kind of thought about it, and it's like, okay, this is an opportunity I'm not going to get many other times, if ever. And the way things have gone at that point, going through a divorce, getting custody of my daughter, all those things, you take a positive situation when it looks at you, and that's what we've tried to do.
You bought Pizza Man right there in Columbia Heights. It's on Central in Columbia Heights.
Yep, right at 41st and Central.
And you bought it right before the shutdowns and COVID?
We signed the papers November 15th of 19 and officially took over January 1st, 2020.
And then 2.5 months later, everything was shut down.
Pretty much.
Owning a pizza place during COVID, from many of the pizza place owners I know, COVID was a time of uncertainty and confusion, but also a pretty good time to be owning a pizza place. Was that your experience?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when we bought the store, it had only been reopened for about 9 months after being closed for a year. So we were still building back the audience. But then when the COVID came through, It narrowed down a lot of the local choices. So people kind of had a handful of choices to go to, as opposed to this whole plethora from before.
Sure.
So you're starting to gain back some of those people and gave us an opportunity to earn regular customers that I think we've not only kept most of, but probably kept gaining on.
Yeah. Chris Kolstad is our guest, owner and president of Heights Pizza Man. Chris, your personal story is really one of second chances and as you said, taking advantage of positivity when it presents itself. Share a little bit about, you mentioned you're a single dad, but you also were ended up in the criminal justice system, right?
I did. I got myself tied up in some stuff.
I shouldn't say ended really... up, like you did things.
Yeah, no, I think that's something that needs to be made perfectly clear when you talk to someone like me, is I put myself in that position. You know, I feel that there were other things that didn't help me avoid it, but in the end, it was my decisions, my lack of judgment that got me there. Took me a long time to get out of it, but I mean, I'm still at this point. My record's been expunged after 3 felonies before the age of 30.
Quite a while ago, but yes, you got your record expunged.
My record is expunged. It's led to 50-50 custody now of my daughter. My girlfriend of 7 years now almost has helped out a ton with getting the record back, getting the confidence back, running the business, just getting to be the dad I wanted to be when my divorce went through, and trying to get my life straight. And it's been an adventure, but I think, you know, you have to put the effort in. You have to show that you want to do the right thing. And there are good people that go through the system.
Yes.
It's just a lot of them don't make the decision to come out of it.
You know, it's a topic I'm fascinated with, because the reality is so many of our neighbors have committed crimes and end up in the system. And I feel like we have sort of a crappy overall way of trying to get people back into society. We like to punish, but trying to figure out, all right, how do we help people so you have a path back? And for you, it was a lot of hard work. You had to make the choice that you wanted a path back, right?
Absolutely. I think, for lack of a better way to put it, I think the system is designed to keep you in it once you're in it. Now, that
do you think intentionally, or is it just kind of neglect?
Yes and no. I think there's some intent to keep you there, which does make some sense. You know, you're trying to keep people, an eye on the people that have made the mistakes, trying to keep criminals in sort of within sight line.
Yeah.
But on the other side of that, I think there are ways to get out if you put the effort in, and the system's not rooting for you to fail, but the system is set up for you to have to work to get out of it.
Yeah.
They want you to be in there if you're not going to make those choices, and to give you the option to get out if you are.
Well, I think your experience is inspiring. It's inspiring to me, because the reality is you took the steps to turn your life around, and now you're in a situation to not only inspire others, but to also give people maybe a hand up if they're willing to work.
Absolutely. We've got...
I mean, did you ever picture that you'd be a business owner when you were kind of at your lower points?
Honestly, no. I just wanted to kind of take the steps and keep going day by day to try and work back up. And, you know, that's why when the opportunity fell in, we had to take it.
How do you not? How do you not?
You know, you go from sleeping on your living room floor and all your furniture gone and rebuilding, which, don't get me wrong, again, you know, my position to put in, the divorce didn't go so well. But, you know, you start
life
over
happens.
From scratch.
Yeah.
When you get a door open, you have to walk through it. If you don't take those openings, you're never going to get anywhere. And now we've got a staff of 9-10 people that some of us are in the same spot, some of them are not, but they all work hard for us. They all genuinely want to make it successful, and that makes a huge difference, too.
Oh, Chris, your daughter has to be so proud of the dad you've become.
I hope so. I hope she's listening to this, and I hope she realizes that there's been a lot that's gone into it. I know she's made it clear that she seems to understand. Yeah, I'm glad she still has a decent relationship with her mother as well, and they're able to do what needs to be done to have the best possible relationship on both sides. But I think definitely she's got more to be proud of now than she did 10 years ago.
Chris Colstead's the owner and president of Heights Pizza Man. I want to talk pizza.
I'm pretty good at that.
How much? Describe the style of pizza that you guys produce at Heights.
So we do thin or hand tossed, and actually we do have a thick crust option. We don't go through a lot of. But
what is the correct answer? What's the best option?
Personally, for me, it depends on what toppings you're putting on it. If you're putting a bunch of meats on it, it's got to be hand tossed to soak up any kind of the grease that goes in. But if it's a thin crust with all the veggies, you got to keep it crispy.
The crispy feels great when you have the right topping.
Oh, absolutely,
for sure.
I really think the crust makes the biggest difference, as far as, like, when you've got the toppings on there, you pick the wrong crust and get the wrong thing soaked in there, it just doesn't taste right. Or you got some squishy crust with 5 meats on it, doesn't do it for you.
Right. Do you like, in Minnesota, we have a lot of tavern-style pizza, right? The square cut. The thin cut is sort of a tavern cut style, yours, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What kind of sauce?
I mean, we've got Alfredo options, but we do have just your basic.
That's for
crazy
people, though. That's for crazy people.
Or, you know, for people like me that are lactose intolerant, I can't do it at all. But I like the Alfredo. I just can't have it.
Can't have it. Do you like a spice? Sometimes I think our sauces, our red sauces, are too sweet.
Ours tends to be on the sweet side, but little secret for any of our customers listening, I like to add a little red pepper flakes to the sauce when I make one for taking home.
That changes that, right?
It does. Just one packet of the red pepper flakes kicks it up just enough.
Right. Not overwhelming where your mouth is on fire.
It's hot, but not like, hot, you know?
Right. That's really good. Chris Kolstad is with us, pizza man in Columbia Heights. We're going to talk about sort of the interesting part of the Twin Cities you're in. We'll also talk about your favorite restaurants to go to that are not your own.
Sounds like a plan.
Very good. Chris Kolstad joins us as DeRussia Eats continues. Pizza Man, we love pizza on this show. We'll talk more about it with Chris in just a minute here on Drive Time with DeRussia. DeRussia Eats, in effect here, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board and Liquor Boy. Our guest today is Chris Kolstad, the owner and president of Heights Pizza Man. Do you consider yourself the pizza man, Chris?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was trying to figure out the buttons on this side.
It's all good.
Moved over.
Yeah, right.
No, honestly, I think that title goes to the gentleman I bought the store from, Eric, that owns the rights to all the Pizza Man stores through the metro area.
Because there are a bunch of them, right?
There is. I believe there's 19, if I remember correctly. I could be mistaken.
And do they all use the same recipes, or do you change it up for your...
Most of them are going to be the same general, at least base things, like the sausage, the cheese, and that crust. Yeah, there are some little variants in the sauces in some places, depending on if they do like a prepackage or make their own.
Got it. We were talking a little bit about the impact of Facebook on pizza restaurants. There's a Twin Cities pizza, what do they call it? The Pie Chasers, like this pizza group. And then you have community groups. Does it have an impact on your business?
Absolutely it does. You know, especially like the Pie Chasers page you're talking about. I know I've seen recently you started posting on there too and getting to join us in the community, so to speak.
It's fun, yeah. There are 13,000 or so people.
Something right around there, I think. But yeah,
obsessed. A little obsessed. A lot of them are a little more hardcore than I am.
Well, pizza's a serious thing, Jason.
Why do you think Minnesotans are so crazy about pizza?
I think it's honestly probably not a whole lot more here than most places, but especially like in Minneapolis area here, you've got so many pizza places in such a small territory, and a lot of them are very, very well run. You know, they're people that genuinely care about their product, and you have to work hard to compete with all the other ones out there.
Yeah. You're in an interesting location in Columbia Heights because you've got some more blue-collar neighborhoods and you have some pretty ritzy neighborhoods all in the same zone, right?
We do. We're kind of right in the middle of a couple of the higher demographic territories in the state and a couple of the lower ones at the same time. So that's kind of one of our biggest challenges is finding ways that you can appeal to both those demographics without shooting yourself in the foot from one side or the other, not excluding anybody from being able to afford your product.
Right. But also providing maybe a premium product that people are looking
right.
for, too.
Trying to provide quality at a fair price is probably the most difficult part I think any business owner runs into. You're looking at how do I make the money I need to make to cover my bills but still keep customers coming through my door.
Interesting.
And still make it affordable for them so they're not feeling like, hey, I can have a pizza night every 2 weeks, but I can only do this every 2 weeks. I can't go out to eat even to McDonald's with my kids in between or...
What's the most kind of inflation item? What's the biggest cost increase you've seen on anything any of your ingredients?
Originally for us, it was chicken wings, although those have come back down. But as far as actual just straight up ingredients for pizza, it's pepperoni and it's not even close.
Really?
The pepperoni is almost twice what I bought the place at 3.5 years ago as far as per case.
Why is it so much more expensive?
That's a fantastic question that I can't seem to find the answer to.
Huh. Interesting.
I've found through 3.5 years of doing this all kinds of random shortages of things that control prices, things I didn't even know you could have shortages on. The garlic butter crisis nearly ruined me a few years back. But
and you do pizzas and wings and salads. What's the most popular topping of a pizza you sell at Pizza Man?
I mean, easily for us, it's the sausage. Pizza Man does their own special sausage through a place called Circle Pine Sausage House. Mm. All the Pizza Mans, I believe, utilize the same sausage. I know that's... If you go single-topping pizza, it's not even close. That's the one we sell the most of.
What's the most kind of unique pizza that does well?
We have one that's actually called the Sweet Heat Supreme that was a creation by my kitchen manager and a couple other people 7 beers deep at the Mexican place down at the end of the mall. It's kind of taken off. It's a ranch sauce with pretty much every vegetable you can think of on top of it, sausage on the top, and a little sweet red chili drizzle. And I told him flat out, I'm like, you can try, but I don't think it's going to do anything. And I was wrong. So,
do you think the name of it is part of it? Sweet Heat kind of makes that seems to be on trend right now. The hot honeys and all of that.
I think it helps. Actually, a unique fact too: country music artist Jake Nelson was the one who named that through a Facebook competition.
Oh, really?
Oh,
that's fun. The restaurant's called Pizza Man. It's in Columbia Heights. Chris Colstead is the owner. We ask every guest on To Russia Eats their favorite three restaurants to go to that they don't own. So now is your chance. What are some of your favorites?
So the first one I got to point out, I grew up in a motorsports background. I work at motorsports facilities. So Finish Line Cafe in Princeton is a big one for me.
Ah.
If you ever get a chance to walk in there, it's basically themed around the Princeton Speedway, which is where I work Friday nights.
Cool.
And there's pictures and actual even pieces off of race cars all over the place.
Oh, awesome.
You couple that with good drink specials and good food, it's not a bad combination.
That's pretty good. All right. Finish Line Cafe in Princeton. I like it.
Pretty much right across the street from there, we got Madre Loca in Princeton. It's a Mexican place owned by a friend of mine, but super cheap prices, super good food. I've never left there wanting more.
Nice.
A couple times I've left there wanting less. Yeah, I know they've had some bad luck too, but Heidi's been a great friend of mine for a couple of years. She's helped us out as far as storage and stuff, and we needed it, and I know they've been through some tough stuff, so definitely wanted to give some love to her either way, and trust me, the food is worth it.
Nice. Very good.
And I think for number three, you just got to go with any of the Pizza Mans. I mean, maybe not mine. He said, I can't do mine, but you know, all the rest of them.
That's true. You don't own them all.
But I know what a lot of these guys are putting into it, and I know what it takes to keep it successful. So I'm hoping if somebody's not going to stop into mine, they'll stop into one of the other ones.
I like it. Chris, it was so great meeting you, and so glad to have you on. These neighborhood pizza places and community restaurants like yours, it's so important. To keeping our communities unique and interesting and keeping people working. And I hope people are inspired by your story, too.
Thank you very much for your time.
Chris Colstead. Heights Pizza Man. Check them out. You can Google it to get right to their online ordering. But go give Chris some love and check out his restaurant. 431 back with an extended visit with Laura and the Rush Hour News headlines. All that coming up before Twins baseball at 5 here on CCO.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.